This episode of Film Sack is brought to you by Stay Roasted, the ultimate fresh roasted coffee subscription. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay shipping when you visit stayroasted.com/filmsack. That's stayroasted.com/filmsack. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Film Sack. Oh, today's a special one. We're doing a little one-off thing like we do sometimes with a little TV episode. We're watching Sliders. And it's a Christmas episode, and I'm super stoked with me, Scott Johnson, with Brian Ibbett, with Brian Dunaway, and with Randy Jordan. Hello, everybody.
What is all this?
That is crazy. What? It's crazy. So just real quick, a little preview. I think a bunch of us have seen, I watched a lot of Sliders. I think Dunaway's in that camp. Ibbett may have caught it here and there, right?
Yeah, I saw the first few episodes of the first season and said, this isn't
that's when they went, that's when you got into the right, that was in the dinosaur episode, right? And like in the first season,
right? No,
that's,
yeah, later on. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
So this is what we do for this podcast. We have to really reach, yeah, to find a TV show that Randy hasn't seen.
Yep.
Brian Ibbett has seen.
This, right? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's usually the other way. Yeah, it's usually the other way around. But
maybe it's just mental.
It's called it's called Season's Greetings, like greedy, right? Like I'm greedy. I want all, right, your money, greedy.
Greed.
Sliders episode 12 of season 3. So this is on Netflix, folks. You want to go there right now? Sync it up. Season 3, episode 12, and we will watch this with you. With our own brand of hilarity and commentary. No pressure. All right. And also, we're pausing it right as the screen fades up and you start to see what looks like a sort of gateway portal and a nativity scene.
An event horizon right next to Jesus.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Exactly.
With James Spader's going to walk out of that port. Right. Is that something that's, yep, always going to happen?
He's going to describe the science behind it.
Three wise men should walk through it is what should happen.
That should be amazing. Maybe that's what's going to happen here. I don't know. I've never seen this. So anyway, we're paused right there. You guys get paused there at home and then pause us right now. Oh, you're back. Great. It's good to see you again. We're ready and we're here to go. So I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, go. The word is go. And when we say go, that means go. And we all hit play. So here goes in 3, 2, 1, go. All right.
Oh, lawn darts.
So people just come jumping through the portal.
Yeah. Right. If you haven't watched Sliders before, they're always make it out just in time from the previous episode.
Before the oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Most episodes end with them jumping quickly.
Hey, it's the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Hey. I know that guy.
Hey, it's Token Blackfellow. Oh, and look. It's Gimli over there.
Right.
Andy. Indy, bad dates.
Indy, bad dates.
did we talk about a pre-show, what these people are doing, if you don't know?
They're Sliders. Traveling through time, right?
Yeah, Jerry Connolly. Well, they're not traveling through time. You're thinking of Quantum Leap. They're traveling through dimensions, so they're going to alternate universes.
Okay.
And each world's got
the what-if,
like,
of the TV world.
Right. So they were just on some
trope
kind
alert
of pygmy theme.
Trope alert. People don't hand babies to strangers while they do things.
Especially hairy man's, right, strangers. Yeah.
Oh, and like then all the closeness
on,
and the kissing.
Bordering on homeless man.
I think that's a doll. Oof. Is that a doll? Nope.
No, that looks
that's
real.
That's a baby.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Oh, too late.
Poke, poke, poke.
Now, when they came out of that portal, they made some comment about a pygmy coming after them.
Yeah, they were being chased from the previous world.
Now, was that the previous episode, or was that just a reference to something we'll never see?
Generally.
Right, right.
Okay. So the idea with the show is that there's always adventures happening, even some we never get to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Brown Hornet joke.
Yeah. And you're asking yourself, why don't they just go back to where they started? They can't. So
when a portal opens up, they have to run through it.
Okay. Yeah, they got to keep jumping. Quantum Leap style, or Journey. What was it?
Journey to the center of the no.
No, 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 no. From the 80s, there was the Journeyers. What am I thinking of?
The Journeyers. I doubt it was the Journeyers
who shot himself.
I'll see. It's all parallel universes. I see. Mm. Hey, look at this sweet early 90s CGI, dude. That is
right.
That's
tight. Exactly. I used Morph to make that.
Yeah, forgot about Morph.
Oh my gosh, Morph.
Spiders.
CGI spider.
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Now, this was the only fun sci-fi going on at the time. So this was the de facto sci-fi show.
There was a dinosaur. Okay. So apparently, if not for the horrible cast, this would have been a great show.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
I like Jerry.
What's wrong with Clevant Derricks? Most of them.
Clevant Derricks?
Clevant Derricks.
Never even heard of that guy.
Yes. Chase Masterson. Hey, all right.
Hmm. Oh, so what the Dex, right?
Right, right.
This guy's really a mumbler.
Oh, the last Dax, the ending Dax.
No, no, the original, wasn't she? Wasn't Chase Masterson the first Dax?
No. No, it was always, what's her name?
She was the replacement.
She was the replacement Dax, and she was only there for like the final season and a half or whatever it was. Oh, yeah, what's her name was always Dax. That's why I was so frustrated with DS9 toward the end. I'm like, you can't just swap ladies.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, no, 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 no. Chase Masterson was Lita.
Who's Lita?
Never mind. The
her and Ozzy
Dabo
did a,
girl.
Oh.
And that's weird. Sky Planet.
Wow.
Wow.
This actually does look a little bit like a mall here in Orange County.
Yeah, but this is a very Orange County looking thing, actually, now that you say that.
Stairway to the heaven. Escalator to the heaven,
so supposedly what I'm gathering so far is this sky place is supposed to be awesome and where everyone goes to die or whatever, but they're being told by the priest that it's an awful place, so they're going to go check it out.
If a level of atmosphere can support that many clouds, mm-hmm. wouldn't it not have enough oxygen to support people breathing?
Yeah, you'd think, right?
You're overthinking it.
Okay, all right.
This has got to be an actual mall somewhere or something.
Yeah.
I just looked up filming locations and they don't have it.
So this is Mall World. So that's kind of a clever idea, saying, you know, that's what you used to do.
For your Christmas episode.
Yeah. That's fun.
And he's grabby.
He is. Jeez. He's always looking for somebody.
He grabs babies and strange women.
Grab.
Whoa,
grab Indy.
Music.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And here comes the rub.
Oh.
Yeah, usually the worlds look normal on surface.
I kind of miss this show. I'm not going to lie.
It's a lot of fun.
It's stupid dumb, but it's great. I don't know.
Look at those gulps, man. Those are huge. Talk about sliders.
Was it a sci-fi show for a while? Or not a sci-fi show?
No, well, yeah. They showed it. They syndicated it on Sci-Fi Network.
Okay, maybe that's
pretty
where I remember
sure
watching
if I remember
it
correctly. Oh, but yeah. No, this was like this was a network show. I think it might have been Fox. Was it Fox?
Jody Maroney's Sausage Kingdom. I stop here. We're just going to wait for the next portal to open up. We're just going to stick around to Sausage Kingdom.
Right. Home of the hot dog.
Ooh, don't steal that fry, Jerry O'Connell. You're going to balloon back up.
So wait, is he the one that's with
Rebecca Romaine?
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Chase Masterson.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Lita the Dabo Girl.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Okay, you're right. It's all flooding
back. Right show, wrong character is who I was thinking of.
Yep. You know what? Rhys Davies Davies. His hair is long and cool. I think that's cool.
Taller here.
If I was an older British guy, I would like hair like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So you're saying I should let my hair down?
Oh, yeah, that's totally her. She would hang around Cork's Bar and stuff all the time.
Yeah, right. Weird she was spotty like the blonde gal on. I'm thinking of it again. I'm confusing my
Zoe
my races.
What are they doing here?
They got jobs so that they can afford to buy burgers.
Yeah, you didn't catch that. They don't take cash there. You only can do it through credit. So that's the rub.
So dumb.
Look, people in the background that are like we're outside of the rope of extras, and so they're looking and pointing and
yeah, like that couple on the escalator were like laughing.
Right, exactly.
That's amazing, because this is just a mall here, right?
This is just a mall, right?
You mean this
we're
going to
do a really good
dimension?
Shot where the cameraman goes down the opposite escalator.
Wrangling extras must be a hard job. I always think about that, especially in public places. Hey, it's Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan there.
It does look like Paul Ryan. Oh, they got Davies. He's Santa. Good pick.
Oh, good call, right? I hate his hair. I want to knock his hair off his head. I hate that guy's hair.
That's beautiful, though. Look at that.
It's he like, could be president.
It's, Scott Baio slammed into somebody else I can't think of. Well, hello. Oh, no.
Can't go.
Oh, he's got Spock ears. Look at those things.
Those Star Trek ears. Connection.
Yes, Star Trek. Look at that Jerry O'Connell face.
Where's your office? How will I get there?
Can I just sit in your seat before you get there?
Is it on
the high-waisted pants there, my friend.
His pants are too high.
Is it on the map why you are here?
Yeah.
Hello.
He's got suspenders on.
He looks like a British O'Connell brother.
Gosh. Remember when people dressed like Chandler from Friends? Mm-hmm.
Could you be any more in the 90s?
This is pretty 90s, isn't it?
It's very 90s.
Okay, so the idea is that if you're not spending a ton, if you're not a huge consumerist here, then you're out of the society.
They could easily made this an episode of Black Mirror. I mean, it was all inside that modern tech from the time.
I've got to finally watch Black Mirror.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
None of it.
Yes.
Mm. What's good is each one is self-contained. So it's like, oh, I've got an hour. Let me watch a Black Mirror.
I'm going to do it.
There's definitely been a shift in season 3, but I like where they're going. Some people are complaining, though, saying it's a little bit frail. Get out of here, kid. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. You shoot your eye out, you little piece of shit.
Is the Santa trope of the kid who just wants everything.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas trope of the worst sweater you could find ever.
Ooh. And we're like experimenting with camera angles left and right, aren't we here?
They are. They're doing a lot of, I guess, because they're in a cloud, I guess they're trying to say that they're trying to
block out the Carl's Jr. sign that's just on the other side.
That's probably more accurate. I didn't think about that. You're right.
Yeah. So, that kid needs to stop sniffing. Location. He needs to stop twitching his nose. it's driving me crazy. And he looks like he smells like maple syrup to me. Whoa. That kid.
Oh, you got to remember, this is probably the time. This is about Dell dude time, right? Isn't that a Dell over there?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Is that a flat? You're right. And that's a fake screen.
Yeah. I like the subliminal, toys make you happy.
Yeah,
they jam in there.
He's been there uncomfortably long with Santa. If I was the parent, I would be definitely worried.
Yeah. Like, get him off of there.
Oh, I didn't realize that was Reese Davies. Is that
yes?
Okay,
yeah, okay. That's why all the indie bad dates jokes and stuff. Oh, you mean
no. I mean as the Santa.
Oh, as
yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
I didn't see him walking around with the other ones with their elf costumes, so didn't realize it was him.
I thought you meant in the show in general.
What a buzz!
No. That I got.
Okay, good.
Wait, that's not Carrie Werrer, is it? Carrie Werrer.
No, she's here. She's not in this one. She hasn't taken over yet. She takes over for the actress. I can't remember her name.
So Sabrina Lloyd is the one that's current in this one?
Right, yeah.
She looks familiar, but I'm thinking she looks familiar because she looks like Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah, she gave the baby up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she didn't give it up. She just...
He grabs a lot of people.
He does. These are really grabby hands.
He could be president.
Indy. It's like when he grabs Indy's hand, says, don't eat the date.
Sure.
So this She's pre-Carrie Werer. Yeah. Sabrina Lloyd was the young go-getter from Sports Night, right around the same time that she was doing this. They'd overlapped a little bit.
Oh, weird. Man, yeah. Sports Night is so good.
It is so good. And the one who's not on West Wing.
Yeah. on, yeah, no kidding.
Who didn't move over to another another show like that.
What the devil?
He's so, and this is his role every episode.
Right.
Being outraged at everything. I'm outraged. Ridiculous.
His eyebrows are pretty good.
I don't know why we're fighting dinosaurs.
I wish there was a CGI dinosaur in this one.
Oh, man, those are the best episodes.
What year was this? Do we know?
92. No, it was a later than that. It was later 90s, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say it was later, so like 96.
The show
97.
Ran from 95 to 99.
Yeah,
this is 93. This is, but in IMDb, it says this is 96, December 96.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm sorry. You know what? That was her. Again, it was Sabrina Lloyd's run in.
Gotcha.
In Sliders.
Makes sense.
This kid is driving me up a tree.
Yeah, look at that sweater, though.
Sweater is back in.
Mm-hmm. I think Zach Morris had a sweater just like that.
You need to be asking for some teeth.
Yeah, no kidding. Those don't come in for you late.
Right.
It's crazy that kid in Stranger Things with the teeth missing is the oldest of those kids. He's the he's the oldest. Yet those teeth, I guess that tooth thing is real.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's got, like, they came in since filming Stranger Things, because there was an interview with him on Ellen or Jimmy Kimmel or something where
his teeth came in. Teeth. Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's really talented. He sings really good.
Hmm.
Ooh. Okay. Why is he dressed up? Did I miss something?
Where did their suits come from?
That's what I want to know. How did he get
dressed up? Afford a burger a minute ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
It pays well. Elving plays well at the.
It's not like they've got suitcases that came with them through the slider hole.
Right. The slider hole.
So all people do is shop all day? Is that the deal?
Gotta do something. Sold your soul to the company store kind of story, right?
Gotcha. Right. It's a forced economy where people are.
Well, I'm really learning a lesson thanks to this. Mm-hmm. It's really sinking in.
Bah humbug.
Red sweater. Stupid looking.
That's a very, very believable surprised look.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas all the time in this dimension, or is this just Christmas? There.
Oh, that's a good question, because you wouldn't go to the mall a lot, you know, during the rest of the year.
Yeah. Trying to understand. Well, this guy's a titters. That said titters. Titters. What's titter?
That's a thing.
Tittering?
It's a thing.
That was my wrestling nickname in high school.
Oh, here comes old titters. Look out. Went bad last time when titters came out and took the crown.
Okay, so about every decade we have since the 80s, I know since the 80s, there's always some kind of time-traveling show, TV show. So we had, during the 80s, early 80s, we had Voyagers, where Phineas Bogg had to travel.
Voyagers was the one you were trying to remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He had to travel through time with the broken stopwatch. And then there was the broken Quantum Leap. He was basically just trapped in time too, right?
Right.
And there was this. Do we have a modern day
version?
Well,
this isn't time travel though. This is alternate dimension travel.
Yeah, it's pretty much just alternate times, alternate timelines, alternate dimensions.
Our current one is timeless.
Doctor Who.
Timeless is the current thing. Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, timeless is basically this, right? Where they've got to go back because there's a guy who's going back and changing things in history,
right?
For some nefarious reason, and they've got to go back and fix those things and restore history.
70s had Land of the Lost, but they really weren't jumping, right? It was just
no, they just did one.
Yeah. Stranded.
There was Time Tunnel in the 60s, which was a Robert Irwin, the guy who did all the disaster movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen some of his on FilmSec.
It's a real fad right now. There's Time After Time. There's Frequency. There's Legends of Tomorrow.
Forgot about Legends of Tomorrow. And nobody's doing it right. I didn't even know about Time After Time. That's a continuation of the H.G. Wells Jack the Ripper movie.
So is it always there? It's always the same time. It's just alternate versions of the same time.
What if things had went differently, basically?
Okay.
That's the reason why I have dinosaurs in some. It's like, okay, there was never an asteroid, so there's still dinosaurs. And
everyone's in their suit still, but there's dinosaurs. Right. Like, conceptually, I dig the idea. Star Trek would play with these ideas all the time, but they made a series out of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Starbucks? What is that?
It's like... I don't know if Starbucks was a thing yet, was it?
Oh, God, I can almost make out the logo. Yeah.
How long has Starbucks been around?
At least 96. Can make them on.
Yeah, I mean, I think in Seattle probably since then, right?
Well, that guy is stoked.
He is too happy. Zonorere.
They're going to do it right here. They keep obscuring
a lot of weird angles.
They keep obscuring stores with their heads. I think that's why the weird angles.
Yeah. That's Abercrombie and Fitch right behind him. I saw Lerner in New York.
Yep,
didn't get obscured, and that's
closed, by the way.
Right, they're filming after hours.
Yeah, they totally are.
They are, right. Of course.
Yeah,
you close up the gate,
but it's supposed to be a mall that's always open for them. Yeah.
That looked like a back lot, a dressed up back lot. The walls were super high.
Could have been. I don't know. It looked like a mall to me. I think they were just filming off hours with all the lights on.
P.S. Since they're always jumping through time, they're homeless. So they're always like shacking up with people.
The first Starbucks opened in 1971.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while.
Now they've got 23,768 locations.
Wow.
The Habit opened the day I was born.
I just looked up the same thing and I got 24,400 locations.
Google will tell you whatever.
Yeah. I think
Google don't care.
Those things are popping up all the time. Wikipedia can't keep up.
Right.
We're actually getting a Starbucks at work, a private Starbucks.
Yeah.
I've had that makes before. Sense. Yeah. I've
heard wow. That really?
Some corporate, well, it's like, you know, Facebook has their whole campus and it's like,
how many employees, baristas, like two people working there constantly?
I imagine just one. I mean, it's just
really.
It's pretty easy. I mean, just the franchising rights, basically, and you order their coffee, it's just, you know, it pops right up there.
It's like a McDonald's being in a Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, that sweater, sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stereotypes. So he's a professor, right? Like he's a brainiac. Whatever.
Historian or something.
Professor Know-It-All.
Indy. Bad dates.
There's a little Dr. Hibbert in there as well.
Right. This also reminds me of the house from Airwolf for some reason.
Oh, yeah, because it was kind of like that too, wasn't it?
Which is 20 years before this, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I don't know, it just seems.
Is it all the wood?
Cozy.
I don't know.
Season three. How many seasons did we get out of this? Five?
Six or seven?
Five, I think.
Five only? Really?
I think there were five when I looked on when I was looking for this episode on Netflix, but I could be wrong.
My recollection isn't that it was like some huge hit. It always felt a little low rent.
No. This was definitely off hours. You know, it couldn't compete against the major network shows, but it was
in that whole stream of Hercules, Xena, Star Trek, exactly. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the age before. I mean, does anyone make original syndicated content now? I don't even think that happens.
Oh, absolutely, now. Right?
Tons.
Who?
Yes.
What? Yeah. Where is it?
I was just naming a bunch of them.
Well, they're what? Give me one. Name one that you said that now I don't remember what you said.
We're talking about just these new time travel shows, right. Like
yeah.
Time After Time and those Legends are the best of Tomorrow timeless. And Frequency. Yeah. And,
well, right, but those aren't syndicated. Those are just network shows.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is anyone making syndicated shows anymore? That was the question.
Straight to syndication. I'm assuming CW does, right? Don't they just...
But that's always been the case, that you make a show with a network, and then the network sells it to everybody else after it's run.
You know, well, I understand of. That. There's, I'm talking about original run syndication. That's what Star right. Trek The Next Generation was. That's what Xena was. That's what Hercules was. They right. hit
Those
the ground.
12 Monkeys, that's on Sci-Fi. Does that count?
It's FX, isn't it? I thought that was FX. Not FX?
Sci-Fi.
Oh. No, because that's an original show.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about a show that was previously done that's being syndicated.
No. Syndication, there's two different kinds of syndication. Well, yeah, it's the same principle, but like if you have The Simpsons run for many years, then you have whatever the threshold is, let's say 100 episodes, then you now have the option to do syndication
right,
real.
Which I think right, is the right number, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you do Star Trek The Next Generation was never on a network. It was
right.
put out as a syndicated program that networks, local stations could buy or opt into.
Oh, right. Gotcha. How, okay. So it's still the first CW, run. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And that's how the CW and those kind of guys still work.
Do they?
From my understanding. Yeah.
Well,
from my
CW
understanding,
runs their own shows though, right? Like
yeah, they have their own shows as well.
Right.
But there are some TV shows that are shopped directly to networks like that.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, but there was this, the 90s was full of these kinds of things. Yeah. And it was like...
That's because of Fox and because all these all secondary the Star, affiliates.
All the Star stuff, Treks yeah. up to Voyager were until UPN were that way. Yeah. The... What was the other one? Can't think of it. There was another big
all right,
one.
So this has to be in California because it got UCLA Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Sulla.
To judge me.
And how did you get that nice jacket and fixed hair? You should be disheveled.
That's right.
You'll have my
and
suit.
All that product in your hair.
Yep. Ew.
Good. How big were you? Bigger than his own mama.
So he's
India.
He's British, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As far as I know.
His accent's always been so different.
So, and obviously, Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Lord of the Rings movies, he wasn't Voltan in Flash Gordon, right? That was a different guy who sounds a lot
right,
like him.
Right.
That was, it's like Gary Peaches or some. What's the guy's name? British guy's name.
Gary Peaches. I'm going with Gary Peaches regardless.
Glory. No.
Gary S. Peaches.
Terpster yelling at me right now because he's like a national treasure over there.
Oh, what's David S. Anyway, Peaches.
John Rhys Davies was born in Wales, by the way.
Oh, that makes sense.
Brian Blessed is
Brian Blessed. That's it. Gary Peaches, you know.
Same thing. It's the same thing.
Gary Peaches.
Oh, my gosh.
Every one of them people had like pre-wrap presents. So is it constant
Christmas?
Did one
of you make
that
here? Whispering sliders noise or did it do that?
It did it.
No, the TV show did.
Sliders.
Makes me want to go eat.
Whoa, look at that 3x4.
Nice.
And that phone. He's got two
phones. With an antenna on it.
Wait, he had the phone in his hand, but the phone was on top of the TV, which is it. Right. You can't both.
Right.
Oh, there he goes. I'm going to put it on there now.
So are these commercials...
Continuity.
They're pretty... obviously doing subliminal messages. I wouldn't call them all that subliminal. And they're all
right,
falling
the
for it?
The commercials are horrible.
Yeah.
Would you like to
TV
learn more?
Sucks.
Is this like the game in Star Trek where they put cones and rods?
It's like
or
Hypnotoad is what it's like.
Yeah. Right. All hail the Hypnotoad.
So he was Merrick in the Name of the King Dungeon Siege movie.
Mm-hmm. That's a piece of poo, that movie.
Is this the same mall they did Jingle All the Way?
I don't know.
It looks familiar. It looks like the Jingle All the Way mall.
Well, it's some LA mall, right?
Right. Oh.
I'm all you've got, like it or not. Nice rhyme.
Sky High Mall.
Whoa, get some pants on, lady. Whoop.
Hey.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Jeez. Getting all kinds of leg shots here.
Shorty short.
Legs were in.
It doesn't help that they have to keep doing up shots so that they don't see the Spencer gifts.
Yep. They got to do all they angles
they,
where they
don't. They didn't pay for it.
No.
This is shot, by the way, at 4 o'clock in the morning before the mall opens.
Okay, so there is an after Christmas. Now that's confirmed. There's not year-long Christmas in this dimension.
Right, right. Haley up north? What does that mean?
This is some shit acting.
Why are these camera people up our noses?
Right.
This is a terrible angle.
You are.
Haven't you seen the selfie? You look down, not up. Makes everyone look better. I don't know why it's why that voice is that, but
selfie man.
She's cute and she reminds me of something, but I can't put my finger on what
a I've puppy?
Seen her in. No, she's in something.
Which one? The little not redhead. Lita, but the
elf lady.
Elf lady.
The slider.
The slider.
The slider.
Slider elf.
Sabrina Lloyd.
Slider girl.
Yeah. Something's ringing a bell.
Same thing well, every channel.
Could have been from Sports Night.
Could have been Sports Night.
That may have been that may be it because I did watch.
Could have been pretty. Numbers. Did you watch Numbers?
Never saw Numbers.
All right.
That was a kid from Adam's Family Values, right? Numbers, the one that said he got me Mal with a sword. He killed me with a sword. That guy.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Right,
yeah.
Killed me with a sword.
Can't think of his name. He was the Numbers.
Alan Tudyk.
No.
I'm telling you, this is just a backlot. Look behind them in the distance.
Yeah, on this part it probably is because these are all. Mm. These are all straight shots. The interior shots are definitely a mall.
Yeah.
I think Santa Claus should always have his beard up. It's shitty when you don't do that.
Was that Gateway or Dell that had those perforated CRT monitors?
Those little dots. Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. No kidding.
I had a ViewSonic that had that. It was covered in holes. Mm-hmm. I paid way too much for it. I went to some serious debt for a ViewSonic 21-inch in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude. 19 inches was a huge monitor upgrade in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had, yep, same thing. I had a Sony, paid $1,200 for that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I remember when 4 megabytes of RAM cost me $950.
What?
Yep, back in like 92 or something, 91. What is he doing this? Nothing? Just sit there?
Jerry O'Connell? Yeah.
Yeah, what's his point? He's the face of this, isn't he? He's the
right, he's the kind of the star, the
but I mean he's like the Dirk Benedict, like literally the face of the A-team.
Oh, the face. Gotcha. Yeah.
Like he just stands around looking handsome and smiling and stuff.
I think he's the one that the young male audience is meant to associate with.
Okay. Right.
Like what if I was trapped in doing all these fun adventures in time, like Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, I wear a mustard shirt too. Oh, there you are, inappropriately touching people again. Come on, Grandpa.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what if I, the audience, am an older, bearded man?
Well, then you're going to associate with John Rhys-Davies.
Yeah, and you'll love it when a plan comes together, which is who he is.
Oh, that monitor. Holy shite.
That's the same one scene after scene. They really got a discount on those, and those phones.
That's the same the phone. That's the house. It's the only model they sell. Cookies and Santa's making a cult.
I'm changing the children first.
I believe the children are our future.
Yeah.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Ooh, is this art?
Yeah.
It puts the art in fart.
I kind of want some of those long elf socks, though.
Oh, you know what she reminds me of? It just hit me. It just hit me.
What is it?
It's, what's the show with the Spacey in it on Netflix? She looks like one of those sisters.
House of Cards?
Yeah, Mara Rooney. One of the Rooney sisters.
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure it's a compact monitor.
I should change it to compact.
Right.
640 by 480, buddy. CGI or CGA.
Uh-oh. Let's leg battle.
Yeah. Scissor fight.
Oh, no.
Why don't we just get the title?
Slider.
I'm so confused.
Slider.
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 So do they ever slow down? They just immediately go in the hole and they're back to another dimension where some shit's going down?
Yeah, and it pretty much starts speeding up. This is like, this is their formula. It kind of starts slow, and then around 30, 35 minutes, it starts picking up until very end when they suddenly have to jump quickly. Because crap gets real.
So every episode, they have to have a conflict other than waiting for the portal.
Right.
Because otherwise, they would just sit around and wait for the portal.
Because that's what's going on. If you haven't called the portal, they're waiting for it to open. It opens at what, every 24 hours or something, Randy, or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So you've got 24 hours to make things right or whatever.
Right. They don't have to make anything right. They can just go sit on their butts, but they never do.
True. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So if this is her sister who died at childbirth, now I understand why the hell she even cares about talking to her.
They look like
sisters. And they have to explain this every time.
Good casting.
Actually, yeah, it's not really bad.
Well, they've also both been wearing red.
Yeah, they got leg. Mm-hmm. They're leg twins.
Wait, what was the computer going to do?
If you didn't do it, then the whole island of Lost blew up. I don't know.
Oh, really? It's kind of into that idea. What's it like living in a state where you can dress like this at Christmas outside? It's so cold right now.
I've whittled this candy cane into a shank. I'm getting out of here.
First kid that comes up to me and asks for Power Rangers getting stabbed.
A candy cane shank. It's the candy cane shank.
Don't you know kids will just sit around like this?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
Just take your kid to the mall and have some Santa, hey, and they'll just all sit around.
No, hey, one's an alternate universe where there's no cell phones.
Nobody's questioning his mustache malfunction. They need to question that. Santa, what's wrong with your lip? No. Put the mustache up, not down.
I know. I can't talk with his mustache over my mouth.
Indy. Bad date. Free video games.
What? Yeah, but it's 1996, so it's all like,
what would it have been?
Ridge Racer.
Yeah, it would have been. 96 would have been. Wait, when did we get the PSX here? That would have been the year. PlayStation 1. Yeah.
All right.
Battle Arena Toshinden.
Yeah, Toshinden, dude. I'll give you a free copy of Battle Arena Toshinden. You think it's good, but it's really shit.
But I don't have any credit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. When does my mommy get paid for my acting? She's buying cocaine with my acting money. This guy looks a lot like the guy who plays the Donald Trump character in the second Goonies film.
Right.
That owns the big building.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robux, I'm outraged.
He looks like Christopher Reeves had sex with a
careful.
From Parks and Recreation, and that's what came out.
See that?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Then raised him in Europe, so he had a little accent.
So the accent, sure.
Kind of got like a little Michael J. Fox mouth going on, too, though. You know, maybe a little bit.
Here's what I thought.
Oh, kids are like, nope. That's grown-up talk.
Stab him with your peppermint shank.
Right.
That's a euphemism coming up.
My peppermint shank.
Excuse me, kids. I gotta go feed the reindeer.
I gotta go feed the reindeer, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, it's a bat.
Check out my cool Cylon warship on the.
That bar is some serious danger stuff, man.
She's totally a Mara looking girl.
She's just. I'm wearing the ears because I like it. Okay, I'm just gonna keep wearing these ears.
Might need them on the next slide.
Right. Taking these with me.
I wish the fat kid on.
I used to find Jerry O'Connell very profound in this series. I always thought he was saying things that were very profound, but watching it now, I can realize.
Yeah. It's all changed now.
Look at that. That may have been the only time profound and Jerry O'Connell were used in the same sentence.
It's an Acer. Finally, they showed it.
Is it really an Acer? That's awesome.
Yeah. Phew. Ah, satisfaction.
So there's no internet, right? They're just computer.
Hey, man, yeah, it's not easy. There's internet.
Yeah, but are they, I mean, this show, they're not doing internet things, right? They're just
sticking
around with a local land.
It wasn't everywhere at that point.
It was a token. It's a token ring network at the mall.
Right.
Okay, Lerner, New York is having no problem being shown off, so I think they're the one.
They paid,
They're in a real mall.
Oh, no, I know, but
Victoria's Secret on the other side.
I'm just saying they don't seem to have a problem with their name showing up and nobody else seems to get their name
shown. Ooh, floppy disk.
Ooh, a floppy.
It's all 1.4 megabytes of incriminating data.
Let me hold the disk first a minute. Snap.
She's an over actress.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a Trill too, right? She had the tattooed neck and all that.
The dots and stuff. I thought so. Yeah.
That rings a bell.
Nope, she's a Bajoran.
Oh, Bajoran. Right. Right.
So somehow they just saved the whole world from a scheme.
Right, they did.
And the only way out is to run.
I'm going to run in this crowded mall and make sure I hit everybody who's carrying a package.
Grunts.
Why did you put, see, my problem is there's a portal coming in a few minutes, and I don't understand why everybody's all worked up.
Right.
Okay, here's a question. Did they solve the crime and then the portal opens automatically? Is it like quantum leap?
No, it's time-based.
Oh, it's time-based.
It's time-based.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So you never have real emotional investment in anything because you're going to escape it.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem. Right.
If we don't get this solved in the next 18 minutes, it's okay. We're done. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of a bummer.
I want to say they made a joke about that too. Just kind of like every time we have adventure, let's just wait this one out. And of course it comes.
How do we always solve things in 23 hours and 52 minutes?
Right. We're good problem solvers.
Clearing up after a hearty meal.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go through a portal. And then you'd walk around a neighborhood until you found a house where the people are on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Were we
you'd hang out there for 23 hours?
Were we showing belly buttons by this point? I thought that was a little weird.
Hell yes.
95, ever since Barbara Eden.
Yeah.
Well, but bare midriffs really took off in the mid-90s.
Right. Actually, wasn't Barbara Eden the whole thing with Barbara Eden is that she didn't show her belly button?
Couldn't, right. Yeah. Ever since she was the last one or notable for not being able to.
Right. So she's Sabrina Lloyd then?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to learn more about her. Oh, she's mine.
And now.
She's our age.
Baby gurgling. Drowning.
Titters.
Is that Polaroid there?
Personal life.
I'm kind of disappointed. I was waiting for them to start running. Why are they not running?
Listen to her personal life info. Wikipedia has this personal life info for her. Outside of her acting career, she writes and records original music with her guitar. She has two cats named Lucy and Theodore and was a vegetarian for 6 years.
For 6 years?
Isn't that weird?
That is funny.
That's weird.
Who says they're a vegetarian for 6 years? Like, if you stopped, why would you still be...
It didn't take.
...pumping it. Right.
Didn't take. That's right. She just couldn't hold it.
That's got to be a joke. That's got to be a joke post.
We just totally talked over John Rhys-Davies' philosophical discussion.
I screw him.
We got a fun soliloquy here.
Gave up being a vegetarian when she ate her two cats, Lucy and Theodore.
Ow!
Oh, crying babies. That gave me PTSD.
Oh, gosh.
Are you lactating?
Yeah, I'm lactating. A little milk came out.
Scott just excreted an ovary.
Yep. My egg is receptive to your seed now.
So is there any reason they can't they can't just not get back in the portal if they end up in a universe they kind of like?
I don't know.
Yeah, if they're stuck there, that would be the thing. You would, I mean, 24 hours that's a big commitment, you know.
So they're just trying to get back to their own reality, and
Jumping until they can get back home, basically.
I hate this.
So this is a story about hell.
Right.
They're just traveling through the multiple circles of hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Dante's Inferno here. Dante's is that a Polaroid?
Yeah, I just was on the table a while ago. Yeah, it's one of those modern ones though. It's not that old school.
Don't shake it though. That won't help you. That won't help develop it.
Nope.
No.
Turns out that's a bunch of hooch.
No matter what Outcast tells you to do.
Are these two going to bank out? What are they doing? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's make babies.
Wow. For just a moment, I didn't realize she was holding the baby, and I thought he was grabbing her boob.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big hand on her sweater boob. Oh, they have he has a ring for it. What are you talking about? This isn't just pop with time.
Well, they can't open it until that time.
Frick.
I love how we don't get to see the portal. Right. It's got the lights on their faces. Yeah.
It's got like
where'd all these newspapers come from?
Him diving in there was the greatest thing I've ever seen. That is so great. I want to
so
see John
much hairspray was used in the making of this scene.
No kidding. Hers is barely moving.
Love you.
Bye, family.
Okay. We both wore red the entire episode. Whee! Dude, they didn't show the portal.
No, they don't.
Oh my gosh, they didn't show the portal.
That cost money.
Lights off.
Part of their contract says they have to jump.
They just laid it on a mattress.
Oh, that was really bad. Oh my gosh. All right.
Like, you know, you kind of enjoy it too. It's this guilty TV. Oh, and the next one looks like he's going to have his brother there. Remember, Connelly has his brother.
Okay, but this is a straight down the line ripoff of Doctor Who.
Oh, like, big time. It's watered down too, so it's not even like down the line ripoff. And as far, you know, they took some concepts and just said, "Oh yeah, we'll
this
make
is
this
enough.
Bad."
Yeah, a part of Doctor Who is enough.
I think you're not wrong about that. All right, well, there's your episode of Sliders. Boy, what a festive holiday season mood it's put me in. To see the Sliders having a good holiday season. We're gonna not be here next week, right? Because Randy's in Hawaii or something. Is that the deal?
That's right. Well, that's why there's this.
Yeah, that's why there's this. But then are we back?
We'll be back the next week because Randy's going to try and find a way to record.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so The Rock next week, everybody. The Rock.
Right.
Don't forget. Write it down. Make it part of your life. It's The Rock. So for me, for Brian, and for Randy, thanks so much for listening. We hope you're enjoying your holiday season, and we'll see you next week for The Rock.
It's Titters.
Titters. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget, our sponsor this week is Stay Roasted. For most of us, top quality coffee isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. It's required. Exceptional coffee requires finding exceptional beans. That's why we love Stay Roasted. Stay Roasted delivers 100% specialty grade coffee beans hand selected to your taste and delivered fresh. It's simple. Just some basic preferences that let you do this on the website and your roasters handle the rest. That's right, your roasters. Your top roasters will match you with their finest beans and deliver them fresh when it's refill time. Your next roaster is queued and ready to roast. Stay Roasted plans start at only about 60 cents per brewed cup, and that means no commitments. That's it. Try it for yourself. Visit stayroasted.com/filmsack and get a first bag of coffee for free. Yep, your first bag for free. You only pay shipping. That's stayroasted.com/filmsack. They also have gift cards. There's still time. Give something cool to someone you love for this holiday season. That's stayroasted.com/filmsack. Go there.